The NFL preseason kicks off this Sunday in Canton, Ohio, when the Cowboys take on the Dolphins at the annual Hall of Fame game. The game gives fans the first opportunity in months to get together, warm up the couch, bust out the beer, and maybe even try a new snack. Hummus, a staple of the Middle Eastern diet, is making a play to sit alongside chicken wings, nachos, and salsa in the billion-plus-dollar football snack market. And it's got some muscle behind it. PepsiCo's Sabra hummus is now the official dip of the NFL. That may not sound like a big deal here in the Northeast, where the chickpea-based spread is already popular. What remains to be seen is whether large swaths of football fans will take to a snack that seems a little foreign. Dwayne Stanford wrote about Sabra's strategy for Bloomberg News. Dwayne, welcome to the program.
Thank you.
So hummus is the official dip of the NFL. Now, where on earth did that come from?
Yeah, well, Sabra has been making a push in the U.S. For some time now. They hooked up with PepsiCo back in 2007, and you've probably noticed it pop up in grocery stores all over the place. Well, part of that is trying to figure out a way to get more people to try hummus, because it's this weird kind of chickpea concoction that a lot of people just aren't used to. So one of the ways to do that is to try to get people to bring it to their Super Bowl parties and eat it at football watching parties. So tie in with the NFL, they think, is one way to do that.
Who makes the decisions when it comes to NFL snack sponsorships anyway? I mean, PepsiCo is obviously a big player. Is this purely a financial transaction?
Yeah, I mean, these are sponsorship deals. So it's, you know, the NFL getting together with various corporations who want to push their products. And so really, it's sort of a designation in order to get your name out there and get you tied in with a specific thing.
Football foods tend to have not so subtle masculine qualities. You know, the spiciest chicken wings, nachos with spicy salsa on them. Isn't hummus a little chick food-like?
Yeah, that's a good point. I was actually kind of tickled myself when I saw some of the commercials that they were running now where people were dipping chicken wings in hummus. That may take a little time to get that sort of taste going. I guess the idea is to, in some ways, surprise people and, you know, ask them to look at hummus in a way that they perhaps haven't before. One of the keys that they're trying to do is to get people to expand how they use hummus. Right now, you have folks who dip it with chips and things like that. What they hope to do is at stage two, as the CEO of Sabra, Ronan Zohar, says, he wants people to actually spread it on toast and bagels. And then the third step after that is to get people to eat it as a side item, sort of the way they might eat mashed potatoes. And it's the way that you'll find people eating it in the Middle East.
A lot of people might look at a little bowl of hummus and not know exactly what it is. It's, what is it and where to come from?
It's steamed and mashed chickpeas, that's the base, mixed with tahini, which is a paste made out of shelled sesame seeds. So you mix those two together, you throw in a little garlic, you throw in some other spices, and that's the basic hummus that you'll find. Now, companies like Sabra have found that in the United States, people like it to be much smoother, and they also like lots of different flavors like roasted red pepper and chunks of garlic on the top and pine nuts, and that's really helped push sales, those types of formats, according to Euromonitor.
I'm trying to think of another example of a company that has successfully rebranded a foreign food for the American market. Anything come up for you?
Well, you know, this follows the pattern in some ways of Greek yogurt. This was, you know, people ate yogurt a lot here, just the same way they eat lots of salsa and different dips in the U.S. You took something from the Middle East and you pointed out the fact that some of the Middle East diets, the Mediterranean diets, are healthier and, you know, better ingredients. It's a thicker, kind of different yogurt that's also kind of weird because it's sour and much thicker than people are used to. So it took a little time for people to get used to it. But once they did, it became a big business and it moved very fast. So that's what they're hoping will happen with hummus across the country.
Dwayne Stanford, a reporter with Bloomberg News. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks. It's been fun.
You can link to his article on hummus, the new official dip of the NFL. That's at wordofmouthradio.org.